I think in some ways it makes the Bank of England's task easier, because clearly last week they were looking at the rising inflation rate and thought, should we put up interest rates to try and do something about inflation, or would that damage the economy's growth? I think, you know, with figures like this, they're probably going to find it a bit easier to make a decision, and that will be that decision will be not to put up interest rates, at any rate not for the time being. You know, it's not good news, but I would be cautious about simply reading too much into one quarter's figures. Everybody thinks that the cuts in the budget deficit will take demand out of the economy, and if the economy is slowing down already before these have even kicked in, certainly the effect of your VAT didn't kick in the last quarter of last year because it hadn't even happened, then you start wondering what's going to happen when they do kick in. Now, the story was that if you have this sort of tight fiscal policy and it takes demand out of the economy, then the Bank of England can compensate for that with a loose monetary policy, more quantitative easing and so on. Given the rise in the inflation rate, they're going to be more cautious about that. And so I think, you know, we're impaled on a worse dilemma, given the way inflation has gone up and given the way that growth has come down. Mm-hmm.